You start the book with a very interesting and revealing anecdote. It's about your son Ryder, who's a hockey player. He's 14. And he plays in a league that is owned by a group of venture capitalists.
Basically private equity.
Private equity. And they won't let parents film their kids on the rink, on the ice, because they want to control, they want to sell it.
That's right.
They sell the video using AI, whatever. I mean, it's a horrifying thing. Can I ask you, have you done anything about it? Have you legislated? Have you written a law? Is there any way to tackle that?
There certainly is. And so I've introduced legislation with Chris DeLuzio in the House of Representatives that would ban private equity companies from owning youth sports leagues. So there is a legislative remedy here. But it is how I lead the book, because it speaks to something broader, which is that everything in our country not nailed down has become a commodity. You can now make money off of people being killed in the Middle East through these prediction markets.
Yeah.
And that just feels soulless. There's something broken in our economy. We should protect more things from profit. We should protect the most dangerous products when it comes to how our kids interact with them, and build a sense that we care about each other instead of caring only about investor returns.